Hey, bee lovers. Welcome to the best beekeeping podcast around, To Be or Not to Be in the Bee Yard. Join our two beekeepers, Rebecca and Michelle, as they make beekeeping fun and uncomplicated. Double the beekeeping experience, double the opinions, double the fun.
So nice jammies.
Thank you. I'm hot.
Excited to do this end of year in our jammies.
Yeah, so we're sitting here recording in our PJs, which I will be wearing tomorrow.
At the library.
Oh, yeah. At the
library. You know, I just think you should be glad I'm wearing underwear because my set of PJs at my house.
They look good.
Well, these are my wearing outdoors in public PJs.
What? You have public PJs? That makes no sense.
Okay, I have ratty PJs that I wear around my house.
Okay.
And then I have, you know, these are my... You know, when I go on vacation, I buy PJs. Do you do that?
No.
Like when you go on vacation?
No.
Oh, sure.
I don't spend extra money to go on vacation.
Well, I always buy like a nice set of lounge.
Who's going to see you in your room?
Well, I usually travel with groups. I travel with gaggles of girls.
Oh, okay. I don't do that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I always buy myself.
I don't get invited.
I invited you. Added you to our trip next year.
Oh, okay, then I guess I'll buy PJs next year. Now I know the rules. Don't show up and use PJs. don't look like you actually live in the clothes.
Well, and we've talked about this, so I'm not a shopper, right? So I had to go buy these PJs because I'm not.
You just bought this set?
Yes.
Oh, they're cute.
No, it's fine. I like them. They're cute. I need a new pair.
Well, I told you, my family bought me about 4 sets years ago.
Right.
And so that I just have them.
Right.
So they just sit on my little in a little cubby hole.
I mean,
in
I
my
have
closet.
Tons of like sweatpants and stuff.
Okay, let me think. Okay, so I have a sweatshirt that I have owned since I was 18.
Seriously.
And it is so bad.
Do you wear it?
Oh yeah, I slept in it last night.
Oh dear God.
Oh yeah, I love it. I love it. When I'm depressed, when I'm stressed, when I want to sit at home and do nothing and close these and act like I'm not at home and hide my car in the driveway and just want to be alone. You know, when I kick Ken out of the house and make him go do something with his guy friends and I just really encourage it. Yeah, I put it on. I love it. I really panicked one time because I thought Ken got tired of it and threw it away. But he didn't. He's too sweet for that. Unlike me. I mean, I'll throw all this stuff away if I don't like it. But he didn't throw my sweat. It's the only thing I have that's that old. And it is so old. And it was a really, really, really nice sweatshirt back when leggings first came out.
Uh-huh.
And it had a pair of matching leggings.
Was it Benetton?
No, it was from the Limited.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And it was an oversized sweatshirt mm-hmm. that went down to the middle of your thighs. Mm-hmm. And it had their little, I guess, initials or something on the front. And sure. It was in gingham. And mine was green and white. And then the leggings were green and white gingham as well. But the sweatshirt is white. It used to be white. It's not white.
It is dingy cream.
Yeah. Dingy oh, beige. Oh, it's bad. I'll show it to you sometime. I almost brought it,
but oh then my
I thought,
God.
We might show up. I don't know. It might not be a good visual.
Well, see, at my house, if you ring the doorbell, you have to wait till I find some clothes.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm a hot-natured person.
Okay.
So.
Yep. All right.
I have to find pants.
See, I play it safe. Like, I usually just call from the driveway. I'm here.
Right. See,
I'm here people... because I do not want to see anything, right. Hear anything, know anything.
Sure.
Yeah.
Most people, if I know they're coming over, I know they're coming over and I put on clothes.
Yeah. And I like never have to go to the door.
If my house got on fire, I'm screwed. I'd be like, wait,
I'm sorry.
I have to find pants.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
My kids say I'm a poo mom, Winnie the Pooh, and we have shirts on.
Okay, I was going to say Daffy Duck.
Oh, sure.
No, not Daffy. The Disney one. Who is that? Donald Duck.
Oh, Donald Duck.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because he just has a shirt and no bottoms.
There you go.
Okay.
I'm a Donald Duck.
Oh, my gosh. okay, and this is the first annual PJ Day. Love it. I'm not sure we'll have one next year.
Again, we'll have to see how this goes. I have outdoor pajamas.
That makes no sense. Okay.
Well, I don't, you know, there are occasions where you need pajamas outside where you want to. It looks like a little sweatsuit.
It does. I really thought that you had an outfit on when you got out of your car.
See how successful this is?
And now you see mine, and I'm like, no, you can tell I'm in my PJs. I know I have my work shoes on because I forgot my slippers.
You know, I thought about getting slippers. My problem with slippers is, again, I'm hot, and then I have fur lining in them.
Yeah, your feet sweat.
Right. Oh, I hate it.
Yeah.
So
I still like my slippers.
Fur inserted slippers.
But you wear Crocs.
Oh, yeah.
So just put some socks on with them.
Please. I could. Yeah, I could have done that today.
And please wash those Crocs.
I do wash them all the time.
I didn't say you specifically. I'm just making a generic statement to the whole world.
I have a pair on my front porch right now that are drying because I washed them. I've even thrown them in the washer.
So mine, I got a pair.
No way.
Yes, Ken bought me a pair.
What color are they?
Blue.
Oh, wow.
Ken's are white. They look very weird on his feet.
Okay, yeah, I'm not even going to touch that.
And I told him, I said, I want white. Right. I want white. I don't know why you bought white. So he went around and he was calling me and saying, okay, I found this color in your size and this color. Nope, nope, nope. Well, you can be specific.
Right. I have time.
I'm not settling. You know, they're like $20.
Yeah.
They're very expensive for a freaking piece of plastic.
Nice on your feet. They're so cushiony.
I have to admit, they are very comfortable. And I have found myself going out of the house. They're house slippers. Okay. They're supposed to be in the house. I have found myself in the chicken coop with my freaking Crocs on. And that I looked down and I didn't even know they were on my feet. I just left the house and started working. And I have had to turn around twice in the car and go back home and get my shoes because the same freaking thing happened to me. Ken has caught me going out, going, where are you headed? I'm going to work. What do you think? I'm dressed. Yeah, I have my Crocs on.
You're a convert. You're gonna be.
No, I'm not.
It through Walmart.
I've already done that. Although I don't shop at Walmart. Where did we go? Oh. We went to visit Taylor down in Houston.
Uh-huh.
And my feet, I had worked all day and that night before. And I have a problem with one of my feet right now. And it's really, really painful. And I'd been in my work boots for hours and hours and hours. So by the time we got down to Houston, I just didn't want to be in my boots anymore. I didn't want any shoes on my feet. And Ken had his Crocs. And I didn't bring mine.
So you wore Ken's?
I wore Ken's the whole weekend. I went to 3 bars, 2 restaurants. I'm wearing those suckers. And nobody questioned me.
That's right.
That is crazy. I was in downtown Houston eating in a restaurant.
Crocs are ironic now.
Well, I was kind of embarrassed, but my foot was hurting me so bad that I kind of just wanted to put a little sticker on me and say, I have a doctor's note. Here's my prescription.
These are my prescription shoes.
Yeah. My foot hurt so bad, I was like, okay, I need a drink, and I'm just going to wear these.
Right. That's pretty funny. The only thing you can't do is you can't run in them.
I couldn't go up the stairs.
Oh.
I tripped going up.
No, that's because you went to 3 bars.
No. This was the next morning. I was totally sober. I was going up the stairs, and they're too big.
Oh.
They were falling off my feet.
Well, but that's because they were kids.
Probably.
Yeah. Do they not have, like, the little strap?
Nobody wears a strap. The strap, I was told never to put that around the back of my ankle.
Okay.
It's sitting on the front of my shoe.
Right.
Like a hook. Like
right.
No. I did not have that on to answer your question.
Okay.
It wouldn't have helped anyway. I was in Ken's.
Right.
They're way too big.
Well. So,
that's what I've done. I mean, go big or go home.
Sure.
Okay, obviously. You know, if I'm going to do a 180, there you go.
I know what I'm getting you for Christmas now.
I don't want anything. I have everything that I need.
Oh, not a second pair of Crocs?
For the chicken coop.
You need your outdoor Crocs and your indoor Crocs.
Did I tell you what happened to my chickens?
No, what happened? Are they still alive?
Yes.
Oh.
Did I tell? I haven't told you the story of what I've been going through at my house.
Oh, dear Lord, no.
Oh, my gosh. So we let the chickens out. I let them free range.
Right.
So it was time for me, and I have 6.
Right. Okay. You had two and now you have six.
Right. And so they have learned to go around the front, just like my other two. They follow my other two because that's where the good bugs are.
Okay.
Sure. Over by the compost pile and over by the tree line and the fence, and they hang out over there all day long. Okay. They were over in the compost pile and Ken's watching them because it irritates him that they're in the compost pile. He's like, messing it up.
Like, do they need to be watched? Are they going to run away?
He watches them.
Okay.
Yes. No, he watches them because they make a mess over there, and then he feels obligated and compelled to go and clean it up so that they can go mess it up again.
Sure.
Whatever.
Every day.
Yes, every day. And it's right by the burn barrel. So he's always there because, you know, he likes to start that thing.
Right.
He cannot do anything until he gets it started. So he's over there watching them, and he calls me and he says, "You have a problem."
You have a problem?
Yeah, I have a problem. Yeah. Not us, because they're my chickens. What is going on now? Yeah, what? Please tell me. You have a rooster. And I said, "How do you know that?" Because I've been researching it. I've been standing here at the barn barrel researching it. And you have a rooster. And I didn't know it. I didn't even know what signs were.
I know the signs of a rooster. So what are the signs he's seeing?
The little spurs on the backs of the legs.
Oh, yeah, that's it. You have a rooster.
Yeah, we had a rooster.
Did they sex them before they brought them to you?
Well, I paid a lot of money for these chickens. More than normal.
Did you pay money to make sure they were sexed?
I bought adults. Okay, for one. Okay. Two of them are already laying. So they're big.
If you bought adults, how did you not know that one of them was a rooster?
Well, just hold on. I'm trying to tell you.
Okay.
We went over to the gentleman's house. Super, super, super nice man.
He's a con man. He sold you a rooster.
No. He didn't do it. He's a great guy. Now, hold on. Don't say that because he could be listening. And it's all going to work out in the end.
Okay.
So just hold on.
All right.
We went over to his house really late. And he had already picked up the chickens, and he got a couple as well. And it's nighttime, okay, because you do everything, I guess, with chickens at night.
Okay.
Just like you do with bees.
Sure.
Okay. So I'm over there standing in his chicken poop, and he's grabbing the bees. He's grabbing the chickens out of the coop and putting them in boxes. That's all we're doing. So I'm not looking. And he's not looking. I just wanted two of this color and two of this color.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. And we get the boxes. I say, "Thank you very much. I pay for them. I take them home. You put them in the coop with everybody else while everybody's sleeping. And then everybody wakes up and nobody's fighting."
Right.
Okay. So that's what I did. And then you leave them in the coop. I left them in there for a week.
Oh, wow.
Because I didn't want anybody running away. I wanted everybody to kind of acclimate. And because I wanted to be able to open the door.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I opened the door, 2 days later, we figured out I had a rooster.
Oh.
So I wasn't looking for it. When I was going in there, I don't remember. I don't know.
You don't hear it every morning?
No.
Oh, okay.
Mm-mm.
So it's not crowing.
Well, he's gone now. I don't know if he's crowing.
So I texted him pictures.
I texted him pictures and I said, "I think I have a problem. I think I have a rooster."
How long did you have these chickens?
About 2 weeks.
And not once in the morning in the 2 weeks did you hear?
Well, you can't hear anything in my house.
Oh.
My house is really well insulated.
Okay.
So when the doors are shut and the windows are down and the shop door's down,
So your neighbors
barely
heard
the train.
But you didn't.
Right.
Okay. Gotcha.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on out there.
Okay. That's fine. Okay.
Okay. So he comes back over. He finally looks at the pictures, like really looks at them. And he says, "Oh, yeah. Okay." And so he says, "Okay, I'll replace that one." I'm super upset this way. I feel like I'm giving away a child.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, a pet is for life, Rebecca.
I know. Thank you. So I'm very upset to be put in this position. But I just don't want to deal with the rooster. I don't want to deal with babies. I don't want to deal with anything like that. I don't want to deal with eggs that have been fertilized. I know you can still eat them. I don't want to deal with being attacked. And when I get out of a car, my dogs are trained not to chase after the chickens or do anything to them. Everybody can walk around in harmony when we're walking the dogs on the property and nobody's chasing anyone.
Not all roosters chase. But
you don't know that. And by the time it's done, it's done. And then you've got a dead chicken by your front door.
Right.
And then you've got another one. And then you have another one. And it's just not going to stop. So.
Okay. I'm confused as to where the dead chickens are coming from.
Well, if the rooster attacked like Kip, Kip would attack it back. Kip's not going to run.
Oh, Kip's your dog.
Yes. So I don't want to have to deal with any of that.
Oh.
Okay.
I
want the, and that right now my chickens can just walk around him and he's like, "Oh, hello, it's you again."
Right. Okay. 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 I could see that. There is potential for the rooster to be aggressive.
Yes.
Okay.
Not only to the dogs, but to you. Yeah. So
assert your dominance and that rooster will leave you alone.
I don't want to deal with it. okay?
Okay.
And that's why I pay extra money. Why are you arguing?
I'm just telling
you. I'm defending myself. I don't want them. I asked. I did not ask for one.
I wouldn't want a rooster either. No, lots of people don't.
I accidentally got one. Okay.
Right. Okay.
So he tried to make it right. He came over at night to pick it up, which was very nice. I told him I would pay for another one.
Okay. Did he take the wrong
one? No, he took the right one.
Oh, okay.
He left me five.
Okay.
No, he took one.
And left you five more?
Yes. I now have 10 chickens. And I am overwhelmed.
Oh, my God.
My eggs coming out the wahoo. I'm running out of food.
And you don't eat eggs.
I do not eat them.
Only Ken eats eggs.
And the dog.
I have gone through a 50-pound bag of food.
Oh, my God.
I buy it once a quarter.
Not anymore.
I don't even know how to. I can't talk right now. I am so.
You have 10 chickens.
I'm counting heads all the time. I'm looking up in the air to see if the hawks have found one. They're getting through the fence and getting into the backyard. Ken comes in and he's like, there's a chicken in the backyard. What do you mean there's a chicken in the backyard? They go around the front. I've opened the door. I mean, I feel like I've got a bunch of preteens running around the house and I have no control of any of it.
They're eating your food. They're driving
in there
your car.
And it's pretty stinky.
Yes. With no gas.
So when I'm telling you I'm in that in the chicken coop with my Crocs, they're not going back in the house. They have to be washed. It's horrible.
This is why you're
there's
sitting.
There's poop everywhere. We had to put another little roost thing in there. I might have to put another little place for them to lay eggs. I'm just freaking out.
This is why you spent yesterday in your sweatshirt from 20 years ago on the couch with the shades down and made Ken go out with his friends.
Yep.
Because you have 10 chickens.
I have 10 chickens. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
They're super cute. They're really cute.
Did you name them all?
No, I can't even tell them apart. Do it. Everybody's Lucy Lou. That's the whole thing. It's just a generic Lucy Lou. I'm lucky to have 10. Like I count heads before I close the gate. It's crazy. It's just crazy over at my house right now. Please don't give me anything else.
No, I'm not going to give you.
Give me a 50-pound bag of food.
No, I'm having a similar circus at my house. You know, we got a new dog, and he's a fantastic dog. However, he likes to chase the goats. And so we have four dogs, and we have two little ones and two big ones. And so German Shepherd we've had for a while. She can go out in the yard. She doesn't chase anything. She's fine. She doesn't escape. I have a little black dog that goes outside, doesn't do anything. He's half blind. He does his thing, comes in. I have a small white dog that escapes and runs all over the neighborhood if you let him out. And then he and the German Shepherd, if the German Shepherd thinks he's too close to the goats, then he sort of harasses him. So now the little white dog doesn't want to go outside. So that's the shenanigans that happened before the fourth dog came. So it was, you know, let two out, put one on a leash, blah, 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 blah. So then the fourth dog came, and the fourth dog is fine. He doesn't jump the fence. He doesn't do anything, except he chases the four goats, like, incessantly. However,
is that exercise? Can that be considered exercise for your goats?
Yeah. Well, that's what Matt says, that they're getting too fat. But they're not very good runners. So, and they just run because they're stupid. But here's the thing. They have a little barn. And if they go in their barn, like at night when they're in their barn, if we let the dogs out, he goes up to the barn. He sniffs around. He says, okay. And he runs around the yard. Doesn't bother him. He's not chasing the goats to hurt them or to attack them. He's just chasing them because they run.
Okay, so it's the same thing as my dog catching a mouse and playing with it, letting it go and then going in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And throwing it up in the air and then catching it.
Yeah. So the goats, you would think, would get, if we stay in the barn, the dog doesn't bother us. He doesn't chase us. Nobody runs around like crazy. No. So we let the dog out, he does his thing, goes up to the barn, runs around, blah, blah, blah. And then the goats all come out of the barn. And then it starts with, and you know, we have the new neighbors who I'm sure are like, my God. So, because then the barking and the chasing and the goat screaming starts and the stampede. And then they all jump on the glass picnic table. And so there's all this noise.
Oh my gosh. I told you need an 8-foot fence. Privacy fence.
Well, my neighbor's putting one up.
Oh, really? Your new neighbors?
Well, I found their little string, like, right along the fence line for putting up a new fence.
Oh, they've had enough.
I'm sure. Anyway, so I tell Matt, I can't do this anymore, and I need you to, because, you know, I have to go make sure the goats are in the barn. Then I can let the dog out. And we can't let the good one out without the goat chasing one going crazy. So he put up a cow fence panel across the door so that we could lock the goats in, let the dogs out, lock them up at night, let the dogs out at night, let them out in the morning, and then go out there, feed the goats, and let them out, right?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
The goats jump out the window.
Okay. Why does their house have a window?
Well, it's an old playhouse that the kids had a long time ago, and it's a nice little sturdy building, and we just turned it into their goat house.
Okay.
But it does have two windows, but one side has a building, and the other side is open. And so today, when I went out there this morning at 7 a.m. so that I could let the dogs out, I went out, I lured the goats in, and I shut the thing. And as I turned around, the goats ran in front of me because they had jumped out the window. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Would you like something to put over that window?
No, Matt was, oh my God. Oh, okay.
Is so that why yesterday, Matt was busy today?
Oh my God, he was busy yesterday too. So I don't know about Ken, but anytime he starts a project, does it start with a trip to the store?
No. No, but you have to remember. Okay, I understand your theory. Okay, I get it.
Right.
But Ken is a hoarder when it comes to everything, and we have that huge shop.
Right.
So, no, his first trip is to the cargo container to see what he has that he can make into what he needs.
Okay. Ken's my kind of guy.
I would support going to the store and getting the correct thing rather than wasting 2 hours and then figuring out that it doesn't work and that you end up at the store anyway.
Oh, see? No, that's me. So my theory is that all men start a project by going to the store first, no matter what they already have. They have to get a new tool. They have to get a new something.
Okay. Whatever floats your boat, as long as it's going to get done.
Well, so Matt was going to...
What tool did he get? What did he go and buy?
Oh, he went to Tractor Supply. You know, that's our favorite store. He went for cat food and dog food. He came back with a new tool.
Oh,
anyway, so... He went to cut the cow panel, so we spent, I don't know, an hour and a half looking for the bolt cutters.
Okay.
And, of course, blaming me. Have you seen my bolt cutters? Do you know where they are? You don't have a garage, though, do you? Yeah, we have a garage.
Oh, okay.
And a trailer.
Okay.
And a truck, which I suggest that they might be in.
Okay, you're not helping.
Any one of the three. So his thing is, did you see them? Did you touch them? Do you know where they are? No. After an hour and a half of looking for the bolt cutters, he decided to use his new tool he bought. Oh, that might work.
Okay.
But then that involved, you know, dragging the cow panel up to a deck. I don't know, all kinds of crap. Okay, so he got that cut finally and got it, got everything installed. So now the goats are going out the window. So today's project was to put the wood, a piece of wood that we already have pre-cut because we had it up there last year to keep the cold out for him on the window.
Okay.
So somehow...
He had to buy a new tool?
It's possible. We're not there yet. Because some screws that were already in it... There were some screws somewhere that were involved in this that were of a head that he had no tool to unscrew them or screw them. I'm not sure where the screws were, if they're in the piece of wood. See, I didn't ask questions. Because it took 2 hours.
That makes no sense.
Yeah, I don't know. He was spent 2 hours trying to find the correct instrument to unscrew these screws or screw them in. I don't know.
Okay, whatever. Did it get done?
No, I told you it didn't get done.
And he's not working on it right now?
Well, he's in dialysis. He does have to go.
Today's Wednesday. Oh, yeah, he has stuff to do. He has real life stuff.
He has to do that. He can't skip it to go to the store and look for that. So it's on hold.
Rebecca doesn't think that I need to do that.
Yes, so now we have to get on hold till tomorrow. And tomorrow we're actually doing bee work.
I don't know. I guess you need to get up early. What are you doing at 6? You get up early.
Yeah, I do. Matt doesn't.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a feeling. So tomorrow's going to be like a super cold day.
Yeah.
Like an Arctic blast day. And we are.
Well, not until later in the morning. So when you wake up, you should be fine.
Right. But at 2 is when I'm going to cut down the tree. And
are you getting paid for that?
No, it's going to be 20 degrees. No, it's a boondoggle.
You've said that twice to me now, and I don't know what you mean by that.
That is a military word for giant adventure that we're all going on that makes no sense.
Perfect military word.
Similar to going to the chicken farm. That's why that was a boondoggle. No one else would drive 8 hours and go to a smelly chicken farm.
No.
Well, I think that wraps it up for today.
Awesome.
I will see you around the bee yard.
See ya.
Okay, bye.
You've You've been listening to the To Be or Not To Be podcast. For more information, you can follow Rebecca and Michelle on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook at To Be Podcast. Thanks for listening, and have a beautiful rest of your week.